Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Chitty, 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 bang, bang. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang. Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And in chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, what we'll do, near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fendered friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fendered friend. Chitty bang bang.
Not what you would normally hear in the musical portion of this program, but because we're open to all sorts of music and stories about musicians, we thought you'd find this kind of cool. And because it's in sort of my backyard in Santa Monica, it is an even better story. So you remember Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Dick Van Dyke attached to that, like he is super califragilistic, expialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. So yesterday, for whatever the reason, Dick Van Dyke is now, what, I think about 90?
He's 93.
Is he 90? No, he's 90.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's at the Denny's on the corner of Lincoln and Broadway in Santa Monica having a meal. He and some of his friends are in there. He doesn't live, he lives in Santa Monica. I think he lives over on the other side of town, kind of where I live. And he's there. But Denny's, a lot of people go to Denny's from all walks of life. It's across from the new train station that's been set up at the end of Broadway. And he's just having a meal. And some of the diners went in there and eating away, and they recognized him. And they got so excited, they filmed him as he sang in the Denny's Diner, another version of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. This is him and his friends. Listen to this. In the diner. Still got it, this guy. Isn't that fun?
Dick Van Dyke just seems like such a cool guy.
Yeah.
And he's had such an awesome life.
Yeah.
And he just still, like, you watch videos of him, he still seems so happy.
With it. Yeah. Happy guy. He's had a great life.
And that's his, that's his a cappella group. At 90, they're putting out albums.
Yeah.
The Fantastics.
Oh, wait a minute. Now I know why they were eating there. Because there's a record, there's a recording studio right across the street on the other corner.
Oh,
I forgot about that. There's a, I forget the name of it now, but I can see it's in an old blue house, a bluish gray house as a recording studio. I'll give you dollars to donuts that that's why they went. They were in there recording and they went across the street to the Denny's. Aha!
So yeah, his group is the Fantastics after Dick Van Dyke, and so they're like, that makes total sense. Yeah. Then I was wondering, why is he at a Denny's in Santa Monica?
Yeah, right. All right, let's see here. We got time for news about Selena. Not Selena Gomez, but Selena Quintanilla, who was shot, remember?
Yeah.
In 1995, the movie Jennifer Lopez starred in about her. Fans who have been waiting for a collection of her songs only have to wait until next month to be able to get their hands on a product collection, lipsticks, eyeshadows, foundation. In addition, I guess, to some music, right?
Yeah,
some
she's music? Got music coming out. And MAC Cosmetics is very tied in with music and with charities.
Really?
And so they often have a celebrity, an iconic celebrity, have a capsule collection, they're called.
Yeah.
And so the new Selena MAC collection, people have really been lobbying for this for a while. So that's going to be out just by the end of September.
We're going to have a wax figure in Madame Tussauds in Hollywood, and a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next year. So the update on Selena here at 28 past the hour.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Prices are going up, and this time they're messing with your mind. Here's the social science of it.
I've seen the future. I can't afford it.
It's a twist on Weber's law of the just noticeable difference. When price increases are small, spread out over time, we hardly pay them any attention. Your brain never adds up all the little increases. Today's price increases are different. They're big. And then another big jump hits before we can forget the last big increase. When price increases are obvious, they bug us both financially and psychologically. What's the cheap psychological trick? You may feel out of control, but you have more control than you think. When you cut back, no matter the reason, focus on the savings, no matter how small, and you'll find yourself dealing with bad times better, which aren't your fault. What do you think about this one? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Fame swingman always gave the fans a show above the rim. He averaged more than 20 points during a spectacular 15-year pro career and was named one of the top 50 in NBA history. So, where is Clyde Drexler now? Well, Clyde hoped to bring back Phi Slamajama as the University of Houston's head coach, but he lasted only two seasons. Today, Clyde continues to manage the real estate investments made during his playing days in Houston. And his Drexler Foundation promotes literacy to elementary school students.
Stay in school. It's your best move.
Looks like the Glide still has smooth moves off the court. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.